Mr. President, and congratulations for your election as president of this 86th session of the Working Party. Wishing to Mexico all the success. Congratulations, Mr. Thomas from Netherlands, for your election as vice chair and rapporteur. Madam Greenspan, Secretary General of UNCTAD, Mr. DSG, Mr. Moreno, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, a very good morning to everyone. Many thanks to Madam Secretary General for her excellent intervention and the briefing about her office activities and her very active and brilliant activities and presence. As I have said last times in my previous interventions, we can feel the positive energy in the room. This is very helpful, creating a productive environment and positive discussions. The presence and the visibility as of UNCTAD as the UN agency is respecting the inclusivity of trade and development multilateral system with its 195 member states is very important, and this can raise the voices of the developing countries outside the UN system, like in the WTO with its limited memberships, and it's only 155 UN members without counting the customs and territories that they are not UN members or observers. We highly appreciate UNCTAD's collaboration with the ITC and Madam Cook-Hamilton, Executive Director of the ITC, especially those programs related to empowering Palestinian refugees, women and girls, developing SMEs and traditional craft small businesses. The State of Palestine commend UNCTAD for the work done so far and looking to see more details about the new way of work and the programs continent and the next steps, the delivery of the mandate throughout the strengthening of UNCTAD three pillars, technical cooperation, research and analytical work, and consensus building. Mr. President, the State of Palestine aligns itself with the statements delivered by the G77 and China, the EPG, and the Arab group, and would like to add the following without repeating what has been mentioned by the coordinators and focusing on Palestine and the assistance to the Palestinian People Unit, the APPU, related issues, and that Palestine has a deep concern. The concern and main issues of the State of Palestine are EPPU staffing. Mr. President, as you know, since the retirement of Dr. Mahmoud Al-Khafif, post has not been filled yet, and Dr. Marta Semalakra and Dr. Ramil Azze are supposed to deliver the mandate. The same amount of work and much more, with one third of the staff resources already less. Dr. Elaz Zarami post remains precarious, and we have no obvious way of funding it since the Saudi project financially ended. Here, Palestine is thankful to Saudi Arabia Kingdom and all the donors, the EU, Japan, l'Agence Française de Développement France, and all donors for their valuable financial support. Mr. President, the extra budget is not the solution, as we cannot lose this post any time. It is the case for the APPU senior officer, Dr. Laz Zarami, who is supposed to deliver extremely politically sensitive and technically complex work despite the immense pressure of uncertainty that makes him unable even to plan any private and family plans in parallel. I believe that we must look at the humanitarian side and the well-being of the staff too. Although in the previous program budget, we hoped for at least a regular P3 post, but we got a P2 from New York, which means the P2 is very restrictive to move forward quickly, as this post is for a new and young professional. It is not easy to find suitably qualified, interested, and dedicated candidates among the GPO to handle a very sensitive file like Palestine. We hope and the State of Palestine government and official request, like we did in the past Working Party, is to get the regular P3 to be included in the upcoming budget submission. We call on the Secretary General, Madam Greenspan, to finalize the appointment of Dr. Marta Semalakra as the head of the EPPU, replacing the same position and rank as Dr. Mahmoud Al-Khafif, and replacing Dr. Marta's previous post by appointing Dr. Ramil Azze, who is working within the EPPU for more than 6 years in a very professional and productive manner and demonstrated the highest level of quality of his reports. Mr. President, Excellencies, and dear distinguished colleagues, The EPPU is working with only 66% of its limited human capacity, and with half of this currently existing capacity at the risk of being lost any time the extra budget post Dr. Ramil Azza post P3. Maintaining delivery of the mandate requires urgent action to fill the staffing gap in the EPPU. Finally, the State of Palestine remains committed to continue working with all parties in an effective and constructive manner for the benefit of all by leaving no one behind. We look forward to a fruitful and constructive deliberation by the end of this session. I thank you.